How you doing, lasagna pussies? Welcome to Respectfully.
Right after I said don't start with it because they're not going
to
get it.
Don't ever tell me not to do something. You know how I operate.
I know.
I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And joining us today, very special guest, incredible stand-up comedian. She has a podcast called Phone in the Bag. Everybody give it up. I always say give it up. I don't know.
Give it up.
Welcome to the show, Maddie Wiener.
Hello. Hey. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Maddie, quick question.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
God, that's my favorite thing.
You want a little mozzarella?
I love a fucking old school dude.
You do.
I love a dude that points with his index and pinky finger at the same time.
Oh, I don't know if I know that.
It's my favorite thing.
An HVAC worker energy.
Yep, no, like a guy who like owns a like electrician business. You know what I mean? And you're like, you know these guys who have, like, they live in the suburbs and have a lot of money and their house is, like, the tackiest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, my wife is a beautiful woman. I love these guys. They're like, she makes a mean cup of, I don't know, whatever. Like,
bake ziti.
Yeah, my wife can bake the shit out of a ziti. You know these guys?
And I'm proud of my son.
I am one of these guys.
I know you are.
I know you. Well, no, you're not, though.
You sound like just Italian men. Like,
Yeah.
But like, you know these guys.
But they're not like, Mike, you could be one of these guys, but you're a little too, like, hip and new agey.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
I know.
Those are my people.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
How you doing is like, those are my people.
When you woke up every morning, your mom went, how you doing?
Time to get ready for school. My fear is that these guys are going to go extinct because we keep, like, making them feminists.
I'm telling you, trust me, they exist. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
No, I don't mean, like, tomorrow.
We need to be worried that too many men are feminists.
No, that's my thing.
We need to start some sort of like program to keep the integrity of blue collar, slightly misogynistic men.
I love a guy who you can like trick. Like, he would never use the word feminism. But if you're just like, don't you think your mom deserves everything in the world? And he's like, of course I do. She's a beautiful lady.
He's actually checking it out. He's like, no, for real, how you doing?
You're crying.
Mental health check, how you doing?
How's your mother?
No, for real, how is she? Does she need anything?
Hormone therapy. How you doing?
How you doing? I heard she's doing IVF. How's your mother? She get on those antidepressants yet? Or what are we doing?
You freezing your eggs? How you doing?
Yeah, I do.
I heard sexual harassment is rampant in the comedy scene. How you doing? Do you need anything from me?
You know what, though? The fake feminist fucks who we discussed at length who are actually sexual predators and
this is what I'm saying. All
the correct lingo are only scared by these types of men.
Yeah. We need these men.
Men
to come
of honor.
In.
Yes.
Yeah. We need these men to come in with baseball bats and give them an old, how you doing?
Whatever happened to masculinity? Just kidding. Yeah. Roll it back.
Yeah,
let's talk
about the feminization of men. No. This isn't one of those podcasts. I have been saying feminism sucks on stage a lot lately.
Yeah, what's going on?
Here's my thing, okay? I'll be like, this is going to start as like a comedy thing, but it's not about comedy.
Okay.
But I'll be doing crowd work,
mm-hmm.
and there will be a couple, and the woman is like a lawyer for a financial something. You know, like she's like obviously well-dressed, well-paid. All of her career aspirations have come true. And then I'll be like, and what do you do? And the guy is like, I play fantasy football or something.
Yeah.
And I've been saying feminism sucks because I'm like, how did they trick us into making all the money, sucking their dicks, and taking care of them?
It's insane.
Like, the like women can have it all thing was sold to us as like, you can have everything you want. And then these fucking regular dudes get to sit there while we do all of it.
And they're like so mean to us as well.
And they're mean to us. Yeah. While we do it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's driving me fucking crazy lately.
It's also like if they learned emotional labor while they were our stay-at-home dads, that would be one thing.
Right.
But they don't do anything to work on themselves, so they're just like mean and broke.
No, it's not like they're sitting at home cleaning the house. They're sitting at home making the house a mess, and then you have to come home from your actual real job and clean the house.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
It's bullshit.
And there's something to, like, girl boss feminism, too, where I'm like, this sounds like... actually, like a capitalism,
yes.
like fangirl, like, you know what's actually so girl boss is like being the CEO of Raytheon.
Yes, it's
like,
yeah.
No, this is evil, dude. Like, it's just because a woman's doing it, yeah.
Union
yeah.
busting.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it's like, you know how it's like if they made the CEO and, of Amazon a woman and they were like pretty good.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, you would think like about that.
We like that, don't we? And then, like, all these, like, girl boss feminists would be like, yeah, slay queen. And it's like, no, workers are still pissing in jars.
Well, there's also girl bosses who dedicated their whole lives to their careers. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but they think that, like, the husband or wife or partner will come along and they'll have a child. They'll do everything, like, that'll just fall into place. But they give their whole fucking life to this job and then they're empty. They yeah. hate their fucking job. They've had to make all these moral concessions. I saw this when I worked in fashion. There were women who were like shells of people.
Like a man.
Huh?
Like a man.
Yeah.
But it's more like,
hello, 1960s.
Yeah. No, but the problem's not feminism. It's like classism. Yes. Right? It's like, yeah. It's like a... Yeah.
But also it is different than a man because the thing is, like, when a man is successful in his career, that's attractive to women.
Yeah.
And it's not attractive to men. So these women, like, bust their asses their whole lives and then they think, like, the ideal husband is going to come along and be like, you're a lawyer? I love that about you.
No.
And it's like that episode of Sex and the City where Miranda pretends to be a flight attendant and it works.
Yeah.
Because guys don't want to date a lawyer. Like, that's, like, the thing.
I know.
That's what always happens. So it's like, it is, and also... The other side of the other kind of feminism that sucks is the kind that's like, hey, you're sexually liberated. Why not let this fucking loser goof in you? That'll make you feel good. And it's like, we're just giving shitty men everything they've ever wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we pay their bills and suck their dicks. I fucking hate it here.
I know. I'll take an emotionally underdeveloped man who fucking cooks and cleans any day.
Or like... Honestly, there's part of me that's like, what if I met like a how you doing guy who just wants me to make dinner and then I get to go do stand up at night and he doesn't even care if I suck his dick because that's not
that
Catholic.
Doesn't exist.
You're not getting to do stand up at night with him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, let me live in an ideal fantasy world.
Yeah. Sorry, you're a little Delulu on that one, my friend.
Okay, if stand up didn't exist, I would be like, all right, I'll make the big ZD.
Oh, yeah, I could totally see you just being like, I think I'll just have kids and, like, be a good wife.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just be, like, the funny wife.
Yes. You'd have the big nails.
Of course, I have the big nails.
Yeah, your nails would be even bigger.
I'd have big nails.
Yeah, you'd be...
Huge hair.
Huge hair. Out of this world. Tracksuit.
Insane hair. Insane cans.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I'd be like... I would take a lot of pride in my home.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, welcome to my home. And like telling you about where the curtains are from. Yeah. You know?
Oh my God. Even the thought of that, like, I'm like, I can picture myself getting to that life and I'm like, I would be losing
my mind. Oh, I would be
on a pool though. For sure.
I would have
for
a
me
pool.
To drown in when I take a bunch of pills. night.
I was gonna say also because I had no career aspirations, I'd just be on pills.
Yeah, 100%.
I would be a white
wine.
Yeah,
there's no way I wouldn't be on something.
I'd be a white wine Xanax mom, and people would fucking love me.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be like, so I burned a fucking ZD. What are we doing?
Cigarette, I'm not even Italian. Mouth, I know. You're Irish. You have this idea that you'd be one thing. I know what you actually would be.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I fucking gave everything
of
to
course.
You.
I was going to be somebody. And then I let you put a fucking kid in me, and now he's a dud, too.
Yeah. There's another aspect of feminism that I hate, which is the merch that has now come out. It kind of goes in with the capitalist
angle. Merch is disgusting.
It's more the capitalism of it, I think, than the feminism of it. Is that, like, the problem is that we fucking commercialize everything. And so it's like, oh, instead of actually kind of like liberating radical feminism, it's like, it's like, white girl, girl boss, slay. Yeah. What's actually really cool is when you're really pretty and you make a lot of money and you have a lot of sex. And it's like, oh yeah, sounds like we shattered beauty standards.
Look at us out here.
Yeah. When I say feminism, I mean like feminism TM. Like I'm not talking about like
Ruth Bader Ginsburg in like a fucking crown on a t-shirt. And it's like, wait, didn't she say some pretty fucked up stuff about like Colin Kaepernick? And you're like, well, but she's a girl boss. And it's like,
didn't she like ruin the homes of indigenous people and displace them?
With her great pussy?
Yeah. She worked out, okay?
Yeah.
She lifted weights.
Sorry, I totally cut you off, though.
No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm always running my fucking mouth. I don't even know where I am right now. Say whatever you want.
We're talking about feminism. We're like, but I'm actually so sorry. No, actually, I'm a big dumb idiot.
I'm sorry.
I actually don't even mean anything. I've never meant anything I said before. So maybe I will just be a trad wife and suck your dick.
Well, there was people, like family members who don't know me. This is how I know what they think of me.
Yeah.
They always send me like socks that say like, fuck off. I'm the boss. And I'm like, God, I know exactly what you think about me.
Where did we get to the point where we're putting that on socks?
I know.
Why do your socks have to be like a fuck off sock?
Why do your socks have to be cunty?
Yes.
That's socks.
They think, I know.
It's like a thing where it's like, you can have no personality and all your personality can be outsourced to your clothes.
Yeah.
It's like, or you can be a person and wear normal socks.
Yeah. Or it's like the same thing as like talking about, like when I'm saying like feminism sex, it's like people who are like talking about these things and being like, you can be anything you want and you can fuck whoever you want versus just like doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like just being a woman and doing whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Well, also my family members, like, I think I don't have blue hair, but they feel as if I have blue hair. And I did have a septum piercing for a while. Like, they're like, she's one of the blue hair Brooklyn septum piercing.
Yeah, we all spiritually have blue hair.
We're all giving off blue hair pronouns.
Yeah,
I love
my
hair has been blue.
Yes.
My hair's been blue.
I do have
too.
Some funky pronouns.
Yes. Yeah. And all of us
funky
are weird.
There's an asterisk.
Yeah. And listen, we all know our way around a pussy, and I love that for us.
Yeah.
But it's like they're sending me like shitty books that I would never read.
Yeah.
I either get feminism garbage or I get cat calendars. And I'm like, you don't know or like me.
Yeah. I get feminism merch or Jerry Seinfeld's book, Is This Anything?
Yeah.
Which I've gotten as a gift three different times
When I was a preteen, my grandparents gave me Guys and Dolls on videotape.
Yeah.
2 years in a row.
They were like, Mike, you're gay. Yeah. Just be gay. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Musical theater tapes definitely was them sort of reaching out and testing the temperature.
They're like, you can tell us if you're gay.
We'll respect you.
How you doing?
Yeah, that is the how you doing of gifts. One time, my dad, for my 30th birthday, got me a cat calendar.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have money. Just give me money.
1 year for Christmas, my brother got a snowboard and I got a Taylor Swift CD.
No.
And this was like post CD. This was in like full iPod
era. Do you even listen to Taylor Swift? I'm guessing.
Not like that.
Not.
I mean, I was like 12, so probably at the time. I would like have gotten into it, but like I didn't have I wasn't going to play a CD and like lay on the floor in my room and cry.
That's so funny.
This was a feminism TM post CD world.
Yes.
Is when this happened.
Yes.
Were you guys subscribed to Miley World?
No.
Oh my God.
What is
Miley
that?
Cyrus had like some kind of like subscription service in her Hannah Montana like time where you could be like a member of Miley World, but they would send you this like CD in the mail. And I just remember at the time, my friend's older brother, who we were like, oh, he's so cool. He showed us this thing where you can take a CD and put it in a microwave and it'll like spark up and this.
I would have done it immediately.
It's probably
so dangerous. I want to do it when I get home.
Yeah. It's probably so dangerous. But then we're like, oh, let's do it with the Miley World CD. And we put it in and it was so flimsy that it just caught on fire immediately.
Amazing.
And then you also got like a Miley Cyrus like debit card.
Wow.
That you could, like, spend on her website. Like, I don't know. It was some whole like
girl
boss. Sustaining economy.
That is girl boss stuff. They're like, hey, it's a credit card with your name on it. Bet you bad bitch.
I'm like,
give me all of your money.
Why don't you go 20% into debt?
20% APY.
That, I mean, I got a Spice Girls CD, which I loved, but my parents didn't check, and it was the Spice Girls, their favorite songs. Mm-hmm. So it was a mixtape made by them. And I just remember one of the songs was "Don't Want No Short Dick Men." Do you guys remember
that
song?
I love that song. Mm-mm.
So I was just like bopping around
don't want. Eeny, meeny, weeny, weeny, shrivel, little short dick.
Yes. Don't. I hope that's a TikTok drop at this fucking point. But it also like RuPaul's fucking song, yeah. You Better Work. And I was like, this is wildly cool counterculture bullshit that you gave me by accident.
Yeah.
And it was probably the best gift that they ever gave me. Yeah.
Yeah.
By accident.
Anyway, I'm over feminism.
I'm over it. We're done with it.
Put me in a tacky house and give me a fucking, I don't know, what do you cook ziti in? I'm not good at it.
A casserole tray.
Good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that you would suck at that, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would not do well in a world where women can't be like bad and weird.
Like bad and weird. Yeah. I need to be bad and weird. I think about that all the time because sometimes I'll like look at the way I'm dressed and like the music I listen to and I'm like, am I a poser? And then I remember that everything in my life has tried to make me not this way. And I'm like, no, this is who I have to be.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it would be so easy for me to just be like, I don't know, regular
style.
Like a no makeup girly.
Yeah.
You know, little gold hoops and like a
nice
sweater.
Oh my God, every time I try to do that, I'm like, it looks so bad on me.
Yeah.
Like the slick back.
God, kill myself.
Or like light lipstick. Right now, I can't. It has to be this or I look dead.
Yeah, me too.
I've always been this.
Yeah,
I've been a weird little freak.
Yeah, I've been this since I was like 11.
Yeah, this is my dad's flannel, and I've been wearing. Dude, I've been borrowing like my dad's like giant T-shirts. I just like loved wearing. I was like, I want like a giant shirt.
Yeah.
And then you get older, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know I was even a little trans.
Yeah,
I just loved men's clothing my entire life.
I was gonna say that's why you got funky pronouns, brother.
Yeah,
dude, for real, it's just seeped in through the fucking fabric.
Well, I have the other thing where like I've always worn boys' clothes, but I have the thing where I'm like, I'm a girl who's like a boy. You know what I mean?
That's literally how I feel.
But I'm like,
I feel like a girl who's like part boy.
But I'm like, it's important to me that I'm a she, her boy.
Yeah. But that kind of goes with the just doing it and not saying it.
That's
like, no shade to like non-binary people. But I also think it's cool as fuck when people are like fucking with gender and are like, no, she, her. But I'm like, you're doing something fucking cool though, dude.
Yeah, I love a she, her with a mustache that she won't get rid of. I'm like, get in there, dude. I love you.
You know what I realized though? Because I was always like kind of the more masculine younger person. And I realized part of it also was that I saw that every man in my life was in charge of everything and had an objectively better life. And I was like, why wouldn't I adapt to these behaviors?
Yeah,
they get
totally.
Everything. Yeah, being a woman is a cock, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the woman in my life, but I was like, they're being treated like garbage. Why wouldn't I act like a fucking shark to get what I wanted?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'm like, am I a tomboy or am I a comedian who wants to be taken seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Am I queer or am I just ambitious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking, I was talking to you about this, but like, we were saying that like whenever you wear a dress on stage, you bomb. Like, every time I wear a dress on stage, I bomb.
Yeah.
And I was talking to someone about it and they were like, why do you think that is? And I was like, duh, idiot. People hate women.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
For sure.
Like, you have to wear pants on stage so you look a little bit like a boy.
But there also, I think, is a flip side to that where I've kind of had some conversations with people where I've been like, doesn't everyone feel like this? Like how we're all articulating? And it's like, actually, some people don't. Some people really are comfortable with being feminine. And it's like, oh, fuck. So this is kind of a... Maybe because I'm not like, I hate being masculine, but I stomach it because of the...
Totally, yeah.
I'm like... No. Also, and it feels really good and like in with where I'm at. So it's like, I feel like we're all maybe kind of calling it different things, but at very similar.
Yeah.
Or like analogous.
Yeah.
I think we're all points in the same zone. When did you, so do you use she, they? Is that your pronouns? When did you like come to that discovery or like when did you start sort of being like, I need to assert that this is my shit?
I was using they, them in like early high school, like came out and was like, this is my shit. And then I started doing comedy and I was like, I don't have the tools or like fucking
energy
to explain that like she, her, or whatever. And then over the pandemic, I was kind of like, it's creeping back in. I think I was onto something. And now I'm like, I really don't care. Cause I also am like, yeah, I feel like a woman. I feel like an attachment to womanhood. And also, yeah. I just feel like a person. So, like, I don't really give a fuck. But yeah, it's in, like, the last few years that I was really like, okay. And now I'm kind of in this thing of, like, I'm kind of tired of thinking about it. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just going to live my life. And, like, yeah, great, she, they, love it. But, like, I'm so bored of thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I devoted so much energy to thinking about it that I'm like, yeah.
I'm tired of introspection, man. I want to have nothing going on up here.
That's exactly how I feel about, like, sexuality. Like, people will, like, ask me what I am, and I'm like, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? If I think you're hot, I'll fuck you. I don't care.
You know what I am? A big fucking slut.
I'm a big slut.
With a giant body count.
And maybe a self-esteem issue. Maybe that.
No. Let me ask you a question, Lizzie. How you doing?
Okay, I'm going to be okay. Everything's fine.
All right, so speaking of gender, since we all were like, let's not talk about it, let's talk about it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about what we like to call beautiful boys.
Ooh, beautiful boys.
Hey, you think?
We're back, baby.
Hell yeah. I love him so much.
We got the she's, the hers, the thems, the theys, and lasagna.
And then we're going to talk shit about a bunch of he hims.
No, these guys are fucking he theys. You know it and I know it.
No, I feel like they're pretend. They're the aesthetic of a he they, but they're like, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
I'm a boy.
Yeah. So, Lizzie, can you introduce the concept of beautiful boys?
Well, I don't like them, so I think you should.
All right. I love them. So it's kind of piggybacks off of what we're talking about. I've always had, like, butch les energy, and therefore every man I've been attracted to always looks, if he put on some makeup, he would be the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in
you're
my fucking life.
Speaking my language. Ooh.
I know this. Maddie and I are friends in real life, so I was like, we have to have Maddie on to talk about the beautiful boys.
You're really speaking my language.
Dude.
Gimme Cillian Murphy.
I mean.
There's a movie. Wait, sorry. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to get going.
We pulled him up as an example.
Yeah. I literally have a picture of Cillian Murphy up on my phone right now.
There is a movie where Cillian Murphy plays a trans woman. And I know in retrospect, years later, people are like, maybe that's kind of problematic. But I got to say, I love it that it's out there. It really makes me happy to see him in those clothes.
Let me raise.
I love gender bending and a high cheekbone. Dude. Elfish guy that's putting on lipstick, but it's also like masculine as fuck and switch it.
See, that's my thing. I love a fucking dude in a dress.
Yeah,
you know. But for me, it means more to me when he doesn't look like, if he put makeup on, he'd look like, I like a guy who looks like a fucking guy. And then he's like, by the way, I love wearing women's panties. And I'm like, I'll do anything
it's
for you.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy is like the single hottest man I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet is too, I don't get it.
I exactly align with you on that.
That's too,
literally.
He's like
Lizzie.
The tiny hands of like bird bones.
He just looks
like
a
hollow
kid.
Bird bones.
He looks like a kid.
I'm like, that's weird to me. Like, I don't find him sexual at all.
We were talking about beautiful boys, and I pulled up a bunch of screenshots, but last night Lizzie was like, what about fucking Chalamet? And I was like, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy. I don't know if you ever saw this one when he was in fucking Batman.
Yeah, I don't know if you. I can't even express to you the amount of like deep level thirst traps of Cillian Murphy that are on my Instagram. Like, I've gone to deep cuts of like, I've watched horrible movies of his.
Oh.
He was in this rom-com that was maybe the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, I'm watching it on mute. Like, I love you.
It's so,
yeah, this
it's
does,
disgusting.
This does zero for me.
How about Mads Mikkelsen?
Oh,
Young
yeah, he's
Mads.
Cute.
Ooh.
This doesn't move the needle for me.
Oh
even
my
a
God.
Little.
Oh my God. Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes.
I love Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg is like a worm. He's
such
a bitch.
Big time.
No, he's so cute. He's so cute. He's such a sweet Jewish boy. I love that.
I love when they're beautiful and when they're smaller than me. There's something about them being like tiny, but not
okay, wait,
bird-boned.
I don't have that.
I love when they're little slender men. The smaller they are, the more it fucking, I just want to grab.
I love like Legolas.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Androgyny, but I just think androgyny is hot in like both directions. Like Kristen Stewart also
yeah,
is like.
Yeah, sure, sure. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous people who like transcend the gender
binary. See, that's
binary.
The thing for me. I feel like all of these people are beautiful, but like I look at them like, I'm not attracted to like a Monet. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fuck a painting.
Yeah.
The same way I don't want to fuck these people. I want to like
yourself.
I want to like fuck a guy that looks like he was lost at sea.
Yeah.
Or like a woman who looks like she could beat the shit out of everybody in this bar or whatever. Like, I like people who are like, they look like they've fucking seen something. You
are
know?
You just attracted to domestic violence?
Yeah. Lizzie's looking for some ziti.
Okay, listen. So my life has been hard.
So we were talking about beautiful boys, but here's the thing that I fucking hate about beautiful boys.
And this is where we agree, because this is why I can't fucking stand them when they talk to me.
Because they're so beautiful, they have both the privilege of being a man.
Being white. We're talking about white dudes.
And beautiful faces. And they also very often pursue the arts because everyone thinks that they're so interesting because they're so beautiful. Like, I have this beautiful boy filter on when they're talking to me. Even when they're saying stuff that's like not smart, I'll somehow build in like uniqueness and intelligence.
It's very, they can
the
be like a
they,
brooding artist type. And it's like, actually, like, I'm just giving you a lot more credit than you deserve because you're beautiful.
This is exactly why I resent them. Because I'm like, I don't think you're interesting. I think, like, the guy with bleeding knuckles has a better story than yours, you know? But they, because of the privilege they have been told their whole lives that they are interesting. And so they talk to me with this air of importance that makes me want to fucking hang myself.
Yes. They have the male privilege and they also have, like, female privilege on a level too.
Like
pretty privilege.
They have pretty privilege.
It's like how all hot girls think they're funny because people laugh when they talk, but they're not funny. It's that times a million because they're also men.
But also hot girls, people think hot girls are dumb. And beautiful boys
that's what I'm saying.
Are
that's
dumb
times
too,
a
but
million.
No one's saying that to them because they're men. They are literally getting everything.
Yeah.
And I'm giving it to them
and they have
hating
the,
myself
and then they have the fucking
it.
Audacity to ask you to read their screenplay. And I'm like, it's not going to be fucking good because nobody's ever said no to you before.
Yes.
And then I do and they call me like a cunt or whatever.
I think if you say no to them, they find you more interesting though.
No, you're doing it again.
See, it's so...
You're projecting this thing onto them where you're like, actually, I think they'd appreciate if you were mean to them. No, they don't.
Yeah.
When you're mean to them, they're like, I'm special. I'm special. And everybody my whole life has told me I'm special. No, you're not. You're not special.
I'm so beautiful boy whipped. It's so deep in me. And it's crazy.
It's crazy that I just saw you do it.
I know. I can't stop. It's so sick. I have a photo of the beautiful boy from my early 20s. I dated this guy for, I want to say, 3 fucking years. He never admitted he was my boyfriend. He literally basically lived with me. He was in a band, obviously, but he like was like, let's keep it open so I can like fuck bitches while you're in the audience being like my number one fan. And I look back at pictures and I was like, I was out of your league.
Yeah.
I was so
I'm
fucked
so curious
up
to see this guy.
By this beautiful boy.
Oh, he's really hot though. I'm so sorry. He's really hot.
I know, but what a waste. He was never going to give me.
Yeah, without a guitar, he means nothing to me.
I get it, but he was never going to give me what I wanted and he sucked the life force out of me. And I'm like, now I'm in my fucking 30s and I'm like, God, beautiful boys took chunks out of my fucking soul and I worship them while they did it and that pisses me the fuck off.
We have a game we want to play with you where we're gonna I want you to picture a beautiful boy, maybe a Killian Murphy.
Picture my beautiful boy,
or your own beautiful boy, beautiful boy, and we're gonna tell you things he does and we want to know when you're out on him.
Oh, okay. I'm picturing Killian Murphy.
Okay. I'm going to start.
Takes your life savings. Sure.
Hey, I didn't work that hard for it. My first one is his art is entry level improv. And you have to go to the shows.
Oh, I'm really turned off immediately. Actually, I'm out.
Wow. Yeah.
So just because it's comedy, I'm like, you can't. That's too much.
Yeah. Well, this is my point, though, because they think they're good at art. Like, every beautiful boy I've ever known has been like, actually, I've always been told I'd be really good at stand-up.
Yes.
And it's like, but you wouldn't.
Every beautiful boy I've been with is an objectively bad artist, without question. Yeah.
But I'm really, that makes me not attracted to people if they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay, so we got one.
I've stomached it. A lot of noise shows in Bushwick. I've gone to a lot of warehouses and watched my beautiful boys embarrass themselves.
That's tough. Yeah.
And then emotional labored them afterwards.
The amount of times I've like, because I don't like a beautiful boy, but I like the grungy version of a beautiful boy.
Yeah.
It's like the kind of guy I like. The amount of times like a guy has told me that he like got in a fight with his band because they didn't like his idea, and it's like a bad idea, and I have to be like, they sound dumb. Yeah. Oh, you wanted to incorporate a washboard in your metal band? I think you're a genius, babe.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
A beautiful boy who is dipping his toe into Jordan Peterson territory.
Uh-oh.
I hate that that didn't give me as visceral of a reaction as the improv.
I know, yeah. Same.
I was like, well, intellectually, I have problems with the pipeline that leads people down and blah. But the improv, I was like, Jordan Peterson, I mean, God, I really hate that guy.
Yeah.
He's such a loser, so... Yeah. I'd like to believe that I wouldn't date somebody who is into Jordan Peterson.
But that means that if he was dipping his toe, I feel like...
Oh, well, I'd be like, I can like stop a lot him. Of us,
yeah.
Yeah, I can change him.
I can change him.
I can change
his
beautiful
boy. I dated a guy who, like, the second time I went over to his apartment, he showed me something on YouTube, and his YouTube homepage was all, like, Jordan Peterson adjacent.
No.
And somebody asked me, I told someone that recently, and they were like, did you break up with him? And I was like, no. I made him a fucking feminist leftist, and then he broke up with me.
Okay, that kind of rocks.
I fixed him, and then he was like, "All right, I'm done with you."
You rehabbed him like a seal at an aquarium, and then released him back into the wild,
like a dog with behavioral issues. Yeah. You know, when someone rescues a dog that like bites everyone but them. That's my kind of guy. Oh, that's what I like. Oh, he bites everybody, but he protects me. That's my dude. So I made this guy, you know, cool and able to be around women and respect them. And then he fucking left.
Hey, Lizzie. How you doing?
How you doing?
Everybody leaves.
It's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful boy who has a primary partner and doesn't tell you right away.
This one's a thinker.
Well, it's like, how much do I want to save my dignity and how much do I want to be vulnerable on the internet? And be like, no, I'd never fucking do that. But
tell
like,
the truth here.
I don't love that.
I don't love it either.
But if Cillian Murphy was like, I'm married, but I have to be with you, I'd be like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
It's Cillian Murphy.
Me too.
But there's a difference between I'm married, but I have to be with you, which I like, and I have a primary partner so I can fuck you but not take you out to dinner.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean?
I can't do that.
Yeah, that sucks. But if... I have
done that so much.
Yeah.
Almost all of my 20s was that.
I just realized, because I told that story just now and then this came up, me making that Jordan Peterson guy the opposite kind of guy is what makes me think I can fix them.
Yeah.
It's that experience that makes me be like, oh, yeah, you're polyamorous, but I'll be your girlfriend. But I think that's the thing for every woman. You get to a point where you're like, whatever your version of a beautiful boy is, like, because mine doesn't look like yours.
Yeah.
But they are doing the same thing to me. Like, whatever your version is, there's like, there comes a point in your life where you're like, all right, I'm not dealing with this fucking bullshit anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. The older and like more confident you get, I think, is like, I know that I'm not saying that from a vantage point of like, oh, my years under my belt.
Yeah.
But like, I can already see it a little bit in myself where I'm like, oh, you just kind of like don't puppy dog after them as much because you're like, this is insane.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I know how this ends with me calling my mom and asking her to buy me a Peloton. Okay. And Shannon can't do that more than once.
Yeah.
There's only so many Pelotons that can be bought.
And mine ends with me in a detox facility on the Lower East Side.
Yeah. No, it's not great.
Yeah. We all have our things.
Yeah. I mean, I also think, to quote Sex and the City,
as we tend to do,
as we love to do, they're talking in the bathroom once in a scene, and they were talking about how men turn their light on like a cab. I think at a certain age, they're like, okay, I want a wife. And they turn their light on, and then the next bitch that happens to get into the cab, they're like,
You're my wife.
This will be my wife.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they say in the scene, like, women are born with their light on.
Yes.
Like, we're just always walking around being like, are you the love of my life?
Yes.
And all these men without their light on are like, no, gross.
Yes.
But then you find one, and he's got his fucking light on.
Yeah.
And you have a beautiful life together.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And then you start worrying they'll die. Hey, just so you guys know, as soon as you make it into a committed relationship, then you start to worry that they'll die.
Yeah, that is a thing, big time.
Yeah. So life's fun. Know,
that's good.
Like that.
Everybody's going to leave, even if it's just them dying. How you doing?
How you doing? All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll fucking... Maddie's going to bring a respectfully segment to the table, and we'll fucking get into that.
Hell yeah, brother.
See you soon.
How you doing?
Welcome back. How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, man, I would love if the three of us would just, like, meet up once a week in, like, a coffee shop and be like, how you doing?
I would argue that's sort of what our friendship has been so far. Yeah.
I know, but I want it to be specifically that. Yeah. Even if one of us is going through a really hard time.
Just a fucking cigarettes, an ashtray, a couple pieces of cake. And
how
then,
you doing?
How you doing?
I love it.
So, Maddie, you have a respectfully segment that you would like to bring in, and I would love to hear your gripes.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Respectfully, fuck off if you are someone who tells people that you shouldn't crack your knuckles because it's bad for you. Or like someone cracks their knuckle.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I don't know if you should. And it's like, first of all, I Googled it. It's fine,
I
think.
I have to do it now because we're talking about it.
It's one of the only releases I have.
Yeah.
So get away from me with that nerd shit of like, well, you need to be mint condition and leave yourself in a box like an action figure.
For what?
Crack your knuckles.
Crack.
I have no vices except for food and popping my knuckles. I don't do drugs. So let me have a fucking... Were you ready? Oh, wait.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I love it.
But also, I got in a fender bender when I was in high school. I was like at a red light, and someone going like 40 miles an hour hit the back of the car, and I like jolted forward. And I think, you know, you tense up, and it was... And then insurance was like, you can go to physical therapy and blah, blah, blah. And I went to like one physical therapy thing, and I was like, okay, sure. I just got like rear-ended. I'm fine. Years later, my upper back is still totally messed up and cracks in weird ways because I didn't like realign it. Like, I think your body just like tenses up and the something happened with the muscles.
Yeah.
So I need to crack my back.
Yeah.
I have a fucked up back too. Have you ever done the thing where you crack your back so good that your chest cracks?
What?
Wow. Get there, dude. It feels so good. There's like, you can feel it in like right in between your tits, and it just like opens up.
Oh my God, I want
like,
that so bad.
Everything is different now. It's, I get it like twice a year.
Oh my God, one time in college, I was in this theater class, and there's this girl who would like walk on people's backs to crack them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it felt so good. I also recently, I just started being able to crack my neck, and I just started being able to, you know when you do like a quad stretch?
Yeah.
So like holding your ankle? My ankles will pop now.
Ooh.
And it's my favorite one. It's like a deep, thick ankle
does
pop.
It, after the pod, I'm going to teach you how to crack your hips.
Oh my God.
I have one hip.
If I sit in like a butterfly thing, my right hip will crack, but only the right one.
Yeah, there's a way you can do it when you're standing. I can't like do it right now because there's not enough room in here. But basically, like if these are your legs, right? You like pick one up like this and then you put it out to the side. You know?
Oh.
And then you push your butt back.
Oh. Oh, we
gotta
do this.
And your hips crack. And it like, your hips crack in a way that it, like, releases trauma.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your pelvic floor is different.
Yeah. It does something to you where you're like, actually, things aren't so bad.
Like, wait, I can't
I think
wait.
I'll be okay.
Does it hurt? I can't.
No, it feels
crack
good.
Things. Like,
really?
I just don't know how to. I've never been able to. Does it hurt?
It feels great.
Sometimes it might, like, the first time, but then, like, my neck, I started cracking it, and now it's like, I gotta crack. No, it feels really good.
Yeah.
I also can, like, put my hands on my lower back and lean forward and pop my lower back.
Yeah.
I can also do my toes sometimes. And
oh, you ever do the thing where you step on your foot with your other foot?
No.
That's a good one.
This
get into
advanced.
That.
I have one toe that if I just curl it, it cracks.
Yeah. No, I have that too.
Am I bleeding? No, it's just lipstick. Okay.
I have that too, but get into the thing where you're stepping on your own feet. That rips.
Wow. This whole time, I've just been like, my neck, my back. My pussy crack my back.
Oh, I also have a thing where if I put pressure on my knee, I can lean in and pop my knee, but that one's bad and different.
Yeah.
That one I can feel is like slide. It's not like a release, it's like a movement.
Like a disc slide.
It's definitely bad.
There are some that are bad in a way where you're like, shouldn't have done that. But I agree with you about these fucking dork loser assholes who are like, don't do that. It's like, first of all, why do you fucking care if my knuckles are fucked up?
I was like, wait, am I going to live 20 more years if I don't crack my knuckles?
No.
Right.
Or like people who are like, it actually just makes your hands fat. It's like, no, it doesn't. And also, I don't care.
Yeah, you know? Fat hand. I mean, I'm sober. I don't drink. I don't fucking do drugs. I don't do anything now. I'm like just fucking white knuckling it. And when people tell me not to drink coffee, I'm like, get off my fucking nuts.
I have it.
Fuck you.
I have it with vaping and smoking cigarettes, which I know is bad.
Yeah.
I know I should stop doing it, but fucking drunks will tell me to stop smoking. And I'm like, yeah, I already stopped the thing you do.
Yeah.
Let me have my little thing.
I know.
And fuck off. Leave me alone.
It's such a joyless
life. I'm not
life.
Ruining anyone else's night by smoking.
No, you are not.
You're ruining a lot of people's nights by being a fucking drunk asshole.
Yeah, yeah. I also, when my dad passed, I lost my sex drive for a while. It's like just starting to come back now. And I'm like, so all I have is coffee. I don't even have fucking. I have a dry pussy.
Yeah.
I'm sober all the fucking time. I need to be downing caffeine and seltzer. And yeah, I know I have acid reflux, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just give me something.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about the acid reflux thing before and I'm like, hey, brother, do whatever you want. Just don't freak out when you feel acid reflux and you're like, I have a brain tumor.
All right. I don't like the
brain
voice.
Tumor.
I don't like the voice that you used.
Well,
what's the brain tumor acid reflux connection?
Just being we're just a insane. Fucking hypochondriac.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had that one time where I had like an infection in my eye and I had sciatica at the same time. And for a second, they were like, you might have lupus. And I was like, oh, and I fully was like accepted that I had lupus. And then it was like, oh no, you just have an eye infection and sciatica.
I got, oh man, sorry. I got my eye cummed in recently. And,
dude, no, that is the worst.
It's but listen
worse.
To this.
You can make you blind, I think.
What? Okay, listen
Don't
to this.
That
I had heard
me.
That.
Don't
Shut
that
up.
Me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
I got fake eyelash extensions that day. And so then I got my eye cummed in. So I had cum and chemicals in my eye.
No.
My eye was this red. Like, the white of my eye was fully red. It hurt to the point where the muscles around my eye started hurting. And I, like, looked at my boyfriend. And I was like, this is, like, really bad. And then, whatever, like, he helped me.
And
it
came
it
in
got
the other
better.
Eye to even it up.
Yeah.
It's just funny that it's fake eyelashes and cum. It's like, what happened? You're like, I was a woman and it all got in my eye. All of the ways
all
that
of,
I'm a woman got in my eye.
All of my womanhood got in my eye. And it hurts.
It was everything everywhere all at once.
But, like, it started getting better and we were kind of laughing about it. My boyfriend was like, did you think you were going to lose the eye? And I was like, yeah.
I would have 100% of that.
But so you guys are hypochondriacs.
Yeah.
Okay, same hardcore.
But I had accepted the fact that I was losing the eye. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
When the muscles around it started to hurt, I was
that's
like,
rough.
I was like, well, I guess I'm an eye patch girly now.
Oh my God, I was using tea tree oil to clean a piercing and I accidentally got a little bit in my mouth and I called poison control and they had like talked me down.
Wow. Welcome to the show. You're one of us, dude. What's the craziest hypochondriac thing that you ever have done or thought?
Oh, this is a fun one. I might have told this on another podcast before. Do you care?
No.
This is my most embarrassing one. I was with, I had just started dating my boyfriend at the time. I don't even know if we were officially dating yet. Like, it was embarrassing this was happening because it was like we had maybe been seeing each other like 2 weeks.
By the way, the eye story is the same.
Yeah.
My boyfriend watched me have a meltdown on our like third date.
Yeah.
That's when this like it was me being like, shut up, stop touching me, stop. Fuck. I'm so fucking scared right now. And he was like, all right. Sorry I came
I'm
on
so
you.
I'm so fucking scared right now is such a real feeling.
I'm so fucking scared right now. Don't touch me.
But this is one of the actually the guy that we're not dating anymore, but at the time I was like, oh, he was so loving and sweet for this, even though we like weren't that close that I was like, wow, you rock, dude. Like, I was like, I love this guy. But he, okay, so I was at his house spending the night and I wake up and I just feel like really hot and weird. You know, and you can just like, you're like, oh, something is so off.
Scary. Oh my God. And so I'm so fucking scared right now.
I wake up and I'm like, I'm just going to go get some water in the kitchen. I walk to the kitchen and the next thing I know, I wake up on the floor and I'm like, oh my God, I passed out. I've never passed out in my life before. And every time I try to stand up, I fall down and wake up and lose the moments in between. And so I'm like waking him up like something's really, really wrong. I keep trying to stand up. Like he gives me a cup of water and I like drop it. And like I fell and like saw later that I had fallen into his mirror and like cracked it. Like I was like, could not stand up.
Oh, this is like really actually scary.
No, it was really scary. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to like go to the bathroom and I try to calm down. He comes with me to the bathroom and I pee and I'm peeing blood. And I was like, I need to call an ambulance. Like, I can't stand. Yeah. Like, I remember being like, feeling like, I asking him, like, am I gonna be okay? Like, I think I like might die.
Yeah.
And I was like losing the moments in between. It was so scary. And so we get in an ambulance, we go to the ER. We're in the ER like all night. They're running tests and blah, blah, blah. He stays up with me all night in the ER.
Aww.
And then at 9 a.m., a doctor comes by and is like, oh, yeah, so you're dehydrated and you have a UTI.
Damn.
He was like, you need to drink water and wash your pussy.
You got fucking hospitalized for a UTI.
And literally, that's all it was.
That's the most feminist.
Also, UTI doesn't mean you need to wash your pussy. It means he needs to wash his dick.
Yeah.
Or I need to pee after sex. I probably wasn't being good enough about peeing after
that's
sex.
That's the most feminist thing I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you. But isn't that so, because he was so sweet, but there was a moment of but like, also, are you fucking kidding me?
But also, in a way, your womanhood got in your eye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In your
like,
UTI.
It's the same thing. It's all just like, oh, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
It's all just like us being women and everything going wrong.
Yeah. That's so fucking scary.
Yeah, I really thought I was going to die, and then it was fully like, you just don't drink enough water and you have a UTI.
Yeah, UTI
I
guess if you're like fuck your shit up.
And
yeah.
Since then, I've seen that same passing out thing happen with like when people get really high and
that
they're dehydrated.
To my boyfriend.
I guess the secret is like, they were like, you shouldn't try to stand up because the blood is rushing out of your head.
Yeah.
You should like lay down. If I had laid down, I probably wouldn't have passed out again.
Right.
But I kept trying to stand up to be like, I need to live. Like, I kept like fighting it.
Well, also it's hard like when you need help, you know?
Like,
it's so funny when you're like, so fucked up, but you're also embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to lay on the ground and yell for help. You're like, like, I think it's also a side effect of being a woman, but you're like, I'm just going to quietly stand up and call myself an ambulance.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The only time I've ever actually done the like laying on the ground screaming for help, I have this scar on the side of my face that I got from like peeing in the woods. I was with my friends and
amazing.
I like, and I ran down the hill and I fell and I broke my fall on my face with a rock. And I remember being like, I can't get up. I can't move. I just had to go like, until my friends turned around and noticed and were like, fuck. And they took me to the ER. But that one was like, bleeding down my face and you could see like something white. I don't know if it was like the fat layer of skin or if it was like the bone next to my eye, but it was like deep. I had like stitches in it and now I have a little, I have a scar that like lines up perfectly with my eyebrow. So if you take a picture of me at the wrong angle, it just looks like I have a really long eyebrow. It goes like below my eye.
I'm like, what hypochondriac thing did you have? And you're like, these are just horrible things that happened to me. And in my mind, I'm like, they're going to happen to me. It's going to happen to me. It's going to happen to me. My most recent one, there have been so many. My most recent one and most iconic one, I think during the pandemic, I was scared out of my fucking mind of everything. And there's little stray cats in my backyard and I used to feed them. And then I was too scared to touch them. But while I was feeding one of them, it licked my hand. And I for reals thought I had rabies.
Called me and asked me if you had rabies because a cat licked you.
Hospital.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. That would have been so brutal though because the rabies shots are like
bad. Baby. I know about the shots.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the shots before?
Almost. Like I almost got the shots that time.
Wow. No, you didn't. Because you would have gone to the ER and they would have been like, yeah, cat licked you.
Yeah. No, I know. And that's, that's the thing.
I love that you said almost. You the shot. Like, yeah. I did almost get the... No, you didn't have rabies.
In my mind, I almost did. I guess the point, there is still a piece of my mind that is lucid enough to know that if I went to the hospital, they would laugh me out of the fucking ER. But I really believe it. Like, I believe it in my core, and I'm so fucking scared.
I don't even think it's a thing where, like, you believe it, but I think, like, your fear is so real that it feels like it's real.
Yeah. Mm.
Because that's the same fear that you'd feel if it were happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even though you're, like, you know that a cat licking you doesn't give you rabies, you're still feeling the amount of fear you would feel if, like, an actual rabid animal bit you.
Yeah. I'm saying this with love. Do you have OCD?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're all kind of the same guy. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. But there's the OCD thing I think it's the same reason contamination with OCD is such a thing. That's not what my OCD is, but there is a thing of, like, it's so binary in the sense of, like, if it touched me, then I have to assume the worst case scenario. Yes. If it even crossed that threshold, technically, then we're in the depths.
It's already over.
Yeah.
Once I touch a weird thing, I'm like, it's over.
Yeah. I have a thing right now where I have, like, a cut on my lip that someone suggested might be a cold sore. And now every time I touch my mouth, I have to scrub my hands because I'm like, I'm going to touch my pussy and then I'm going to have pussy herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, impossible to live with, like, any, like, ambiguity with OCD because it's like, well, the worst case scenario that I'm imagining is so fucking bad. Why would I let there be any ambiguity? And it's like, well, because it's going to ruin your life.
No, I'll be fine.
So fucking let us crack our knuckles, dude.
Yeah.
Let us.
For the love of God.
Just a small modicum of pleasure.
Although I will say, on the way over here in the Uber, I was like Googling, is cracking your knuckles bad for you? Because I was like, I should research before I bring this to the pod. And then the one thing did say cracking your neck can, like, give you a stroke. And I was like, no fucking way, dude.
No,
but it was like,
I don't want to know.
I think it's like a real rare, it's like if you, like, whip your neck around and you're, like, hurting the blood vessels that, like, help blood travel, like, over that area, then, like, you're more likely to have a stroke because, like, the blood. But it's like, technically, it's
here's,
like,
the thing.
All right.
If cracking your neck made you have a stroke, we would know people that's happened.
Yeah. That's what you always tell me. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's, like, how if I ever have, like, a thing of, like, I feel like this water, like, oh, I should have washed the cup first. What if a cockroach crawled over it? And now I'm going to get sick and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, would I believe the story that's how I died?
Yeah.
Right.
That's when I realized that it's ridiculous.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's fake news. Well, guys, it's been a wonderful time.
Yeah, what a lovely time.
Thank you so much for having me on. I love you guys.
Fantastic.
Oh,
we're all the same guy. And
we're all the same guy.
Beautiful time hanging out with my guys.
Maddie, do you have anything you want to plug before we go?
You can check out my podcast, Phone Is in the Bag, with Kenyon Adamczyk. It's a good time. I'm on Instagram. I'm doing stand-up. I'm going to be on the road. You can get on my mailing list.
Maddie's
one of the best comedians that we know. So make sure you check out their stand-up. You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy and listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, comedy podcast about near-death experiences. Andrea?
Follow me at AndreaComedy69 on Instagram and TikTok. Shout out to the TikTok girlies. We love you. And fansly.com/dogpig69 if you want to see my gash.
And if you watch our podcast on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube.
Thank you.
I know that because you watch it, it comes up on your homepage, but just fucking subscribe to it. It helps us. And if you like us, you should want to help us. So just subscribe to the YouTube, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you think?